Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Psalm 119, we were taught that if we leave out little bits of information, it changes our whole perception of the information that we are given. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The Word of God is precepts. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts. God commands to keep his precepts. Now, precepts is defined as what God mandates. Now, it is noteworthy that God is commanding this of us. We are to do it how? Diligently. For example, we can tell those little ones, put away your toys. And they'll start putting it away, but they may not be real diligent about it. They just don't want to get a spanking, and so they just kind of halfway go through it. However, you say, as soon as you put away your toys and put them away right, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese's. We'll go to that special place. And I tell you what, you'll see determination and diligence in one small child. Matter of fact, you'll probably sometimes see that in dad and granddad too. Has it ever occurred to you that the commandments of God are imperative? Now, we used to be told in college, people do not do what you expect, they do what you inspect. God gives commands, and he will inspect. Romans 14:12 says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself unto God. Now, diligently tells us then it's more than a lip service. We guard his commands with devoted integrity. A couple summers ago, I was on vacation, and I saw an 8-year-old boy dunk a basketball. Now, this 8-year-old boy was not somebody that was extremely tall for his age. I mean, you wouldn't look at him and say, boy, he's as tall as a 14 or 15-year-old boy or 12-year-old boy. You wouldn't have said that about him. Now, you could have mistaken him for 9 years old, maybe even 10 at the most. But I saw that 8-year-old boy dunk a basketball. Now, let me say, it was not off of a chair. It was not off somebody holding him up. It wasn't from jumping on a trampoline. No, he took a running jump on the ground and did it. Now, he tried 2 times, and he got it on the 3rd time. And so there was an 8-year-old boy able to jump up. Now, it wasn't a regular-sized basketball. It was a little boy-sized basketball, but he was able to jump up and dunk that basketball. Now, however, the rim had been lowered from 10 foot to 5 foot. Well, now, that's not as amazing to you anymore, now that I give you that information. And I understand that. Well, today, they're trying to lower the standards. A worldly church. A standardless Christian life. And we say, well, look at its growth. Oh, what a good church. What a good program. But the truth of the matter is, heaven is not impressed because the standard was lowered. They've abandoned precepts for lies. There may be involvement, but they know nothing of the doctrine. For example, precept says, I can't do that. although it might be financially beneficial to me, because God's word is broken. A matter of his holiness, a matter of his purity, a matter of something with God that it would offend his great goodness for me to do that. And so I don't do it because that would offend God, but yet it may not profit me. I may not get that extra person in church as a result. I often tell people when I'm meeting them and I'm inviting them to church, I let them know now up front. I'll say, now we're a different church than most churches. We're not going to rock and roll. We're not going to try to entertain you. We're going to just tell you what the Bible says. We're going to preach it in love, but we're going to tell you it as it is. We're going to sing the old songs. We're going to sing hymns. We're going to be a church, not a nightclub. And sometimes people get offended by that. I don't know why they'd be offended if they call themselves Christians. Why they'd be offended by a church being holy and acceptable unto God. But for some reason or another, they are. And they really get upset about that, but you just got to let them be upset. You don't gauge your stands on how people react. You gauge your stands on what the Lord directs you to do. You stand for the truth. And so you just keep on keeping on for Jesus Christ. Verse 5, he says, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes." Now, statutes are rules which must be strictly obeyed. And that's the next word for this referring to the Bible or the Word of God. And what he is saying here is that my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. I want God and grace to help me keep his word. I can't do it on my own. I can't do it in my own strength. Oh, the Apostle Paul wrestled with that in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25, where he says, "The good that I would do, I don't do it, and the evil that I would not do, I end up doing it." And he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." And so we find that we have that battle going on between our flesh and spirit. So in all my devotion, I always need help. I need God's grace on me. Now here's the person who talks about faithfulness, doing a ministry or some other involvement, but they are not determined to stick. They don't stick because they simply aren't determined to stick. They do this for a while, then they do that for a while, they do this for a while, and they do that for a while. They've tried too long in their own power. As Christians, our determination is to obey the word until it's the natural thing for me to do, and I'm unhindered even by my own lust. Too often people get involved, it loses its veneer, and they give up. They lose their vibrancy. They become inconsistent. And you see, once you know the will of God, stick with it and realize you're pleasing God and results are up to him. Verse 6 says, "Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments." The last thing a man of principle should do and determine not to do is to disgrace God and those very principles by which we are directed to live. The idea is to be determined to respect those principles. A pro NFL football player comes and tells some high school boys some principles for blocking. The high school coach has told the boys the same thing 100 times. Why didn't they hear it until this guy speaks? Well, they have respect for who he is. He's a professional football player. Well, here we have commandments, which is another word for the Word of God. And we should respect by doing these commandments, realizing who he, that is, who God is. He is our judge. We must be determined. And we must be devoted. And then finally, we must follow directions. And we see that in verses 7 and 8. He says, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Now, if we keep the judgments and statutes, he will be upright. Judgments is another word for the word of God. It is defined as a judicial verdict or decision. Who's that decision by? Well, it's by the Lord. You see, my friend, the Lord looks at the heart. Now, he's determined for man to look at the outward appearance. He says you can tell a tree by its fruit. He wanted us to look at the outward appearance. He wanted us to judge the tree by its fruit, by the outward appearance. But God looks at the heart. I can't judge the heart. I can't say you don't have love in your heart. I can say if you tell a lie that you're a liar. Why? Because that's the fruit. I've heard it. I've seen it. My heart, my eyes cannot see in your heart. I can't tell if there's love there or not. I can only take your word on it. But God can see your heart, and he knows. You can praise him with an upright heart if you keep his judgments and statutes, because you learn the word and you follow it as led and empowered by his Holy Spirit. Now, my friend, when praise is honest in heart, God sees it because God looks at the heart and knows it. If we take the time to learn his judicial decrees, to obey him, then our praise will not be a facade. You see, my friend, we can fool man, but we cannot fool God. We are to be men and women of righteous judgment. The one who has an upright heart is the one who has learned to do the right thing regardless of his own loss or gain. My friend, truth is not relative, nor is holiness or reverence relative. Truth, holiness, and reverence is what the Bible describes them to be. Now, why say, oh, forsake me not utterly? Because when we leave the principles of God's word, we are headed for a fall. We then learn of Psalm 66:18, where it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. It affects our prayer life. You see, it is not what is true for you may be false for me. Oh, no. It is not what we feel or think. It is rather what saith the Lord. Now, we need the word daily because we simply can't do it alone.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.